Welcome on and all to another edition of the Default Show with Lil B here on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Super Bowl is done. Miami Heat have traded Jimmy Butler. We talk about both. We focus a lot about the machinations behind the Jimmy Butler trade, where the Heat are now, what they're doing going forward, how it all came together with Mr. Five Reasons Sports, our favorite Miami Heat insider, just great on the NBA. He knows his football too. You know him very well right here. The one and only Ethan Scoop Skolnick, as we call him, joins us today on the Default Show, with it'll be here on the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to the show. Good to be with you. And all right, yes, always a pleasure to welcome this gentleman to the program here. And I didn't realize drama in terms of the outcome of the Super Bowl, pretty much decided very early on, thorough beating by the Philadelphia Eagles. Luby has straightened me out on a halftime show, which I would imagine this guy got it. He's not an old geezer at Caesars. I don't think this had to do with anything, in my case, with being old. It just, I wasn't paying close enough attention.
No, you don't get it. It's
I didn't know enough about Kendrick Lamar and where he was
going. Yeah. I mean, my 10-year-old was not with me last night, snuck away to see it. So,
she must have. Yeah,
that'll tell you just about everything. No, I'm a Kendrick fan. So, I mean, not a Kendrick stan. There's a difference. It's kind of like being a Taylor Swift fan or stan, which is, you know, that you become irrational in your, that he's the greatest poet of all time. I don't necessarily go with that.
Okay.
But there are, I mean, particular songs that I'll listen to on a regular basis. So yes, I mean, look, obviously the idea of him basically stomping on Drake is kind of amusing to me because I find Drake to be kind of annoying, even though I find myself.
He's a Raptors fan. I mean, get
it. Yes. Well, during the Big Three era, Drake used to. It was just like he would just try to slide his way into the Heat locker room.
Yes.
When nobody else was in there. It was a whole thing. And of course, whatever team Drake rooted for always lost. but then I will admit that I will find myself listening to some Drake songs too. So I feel like in this society, like you've got to pick a side between the two of them, like, and just stick to it. I lean Kendrick, but I'm not like psychotic about it, basically.
Yeah. I just peripherally was viewing it. Luby straightened me out on his thing. And now that he's told me and given me the foundation of what I was watching, and now I can see it, it was like, okay, brilliant. And anything that would cause Trump to throw up however many cheeseburgers he was shoveling in his face during the course of the ball game.
I want him to eat all of them, Defoe.
Yes.
at some point, the cholesterol's got to kick in.
Something. But this guy defies any kind of medical normalcy, I think, also. For the 215, it's a pretty slick 215, Scoop.
Yes.
I've been struggling to get to, and stay at 215 for a while. And, believe me, I mean, I'm looking at Trump and I'm thinking that this guy, what? I mean, this is like the height and weight that was published on Harold Miner.
Yes.
Where he was supposed
to be. He's built the same.
Or 6'5".
Yes. He's built the same. He looks like a slam dunk champion. For sure.
All right, we got Scoop Skolnick from Five Reasons Sports Network with us, and of course, a brilliant analyst on virtually anything, and these guys cover it all, but they really zero in on the Miami Heat, which, the weird thing first, before we get into that, is the secrecy that associated was along with the Luka Doncic deal, where nobody knew it was happening, not even the players, not their agents weren't revealing anything. Maybe they didn't even know. Jason Kidd, we were saying, looked like Mike Tyson on the Barbara Walters interview. I mean, when he was sitting there next to Nico Harrison. And the Brittany Griner for the Merchant of Death deal, what was more well-publicized and in the public than this. I mean, when they finally put Victor Boot on a plane, you were thinking, all right, well, we heard this was coming. There was something on it. Nothing there. So that was one thing. And then Jimmy Butler, I mean, so which story is true? Let's get into the Butler thing, because I know that's where Luby wanted to go.
No, we can go anywhere.
No, but I mean, which was true? Was Durant coming here? Is there any validity to that? Well, let's start there, Scoop.
Well, he wasn't coming here, but they did inquire. There was a process over a period of days when it became clear that Golden State was the likely destination for Jimmy, because he had pretty much shut down everything else. And even though there was conversation about Jimmy wouldn't go there. The Heat kind of knew that if Golden State ended up ponying up the extension, he'd probably change his mind for that, and that a lot of that was posturing. So the Heat were in conversation primarily with the Warriors, but Phoenix was harassing them, like calling, like the owner calling like 55 times a day, like where you needed like to block the guy. Because they were trying so hard to pawn Bradley Beal off on them or on somewhere else, and there really wasn't a place to put him. I mean, I know Washington got talked about, that there really was not a place to put him. So the Heat were in conversations with Golden State a couple of times, and they were going to send Jimmy there, but they got wind of the fact that Golden State was then going to flip Jimmy to Phoenix, which is why I think it's funny that Jimmy's talking about how, well, I want to be somewhere I was wanted. He literally was the backup option. Huh. So they were going to send him to Phoenix. And then the Heat were like, well, wait a second, you're going to send him to Phoenix. Why don't we just call Phoenix on Durant then? If they're willing to trade Durant, we'll talk to them about Durant. And the Heat had information before the Suns or the Warriors did that Durant didn't really want to go to Golden State. Mm-hmm. The Heat know someone in Kevin Circle. So they knew from previous associations trying to get Durant. They know enough people. That's the thing. People don't understand. Like, there's a lot of reconnaissance that goes into this, and you have to, and, you know, Andy's managing 3 million things at the same time because he's the one primarily handling this. I know that there's so much Pat talk. I can tell you that Pat was actually one of the more lenient people in the Heat front office on this, that others in the Heat front office were stronger about making sure Jimmy did not get his way anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't just Pat. It gets framed as a Pat thing, but Pat has actually gotten more sentimental in his old age, and also he does sympathize somewhat with players, and so at times, and I know people don't understand that, but they do. So this was really, you know, honestly, it was really Andy, it was Nick, they wanted to get this thing done. And again, they were talking to these teams. And so basically what happens is they talk to Phoenix directly about Durant, and Ishbia, the owner, comes back and says, well, okay, but we want, and they literally listed every asset the Heat have. So, there was an in-between. The Heat was like, we'll just swap our problem for yours. You don't want to keep KD anymore. Okay, we'll make the money work. So whether it was Jovic or Josh Richardson or whatever, you make the money work. They were like, no. We want Ware. We want Hakez. We want Jovic. We want 2 first-round picks. We want, you got to get this from there. And so the Heat were like, okay, that's not happening. We'll cycle back to this over the summer. And then they pivoted back to Golden State and said, we'll just trade him there. But then Golden State tried to pull the fast one on them too, because – Golden State would try to send them their Cleveland pick, which was not going to be a very high pick. And the Heat were like, no. We're only doing this for the 2025 pick that you own, and then go from there. So that's kind of how the thing came about. And once Golden State ponied up the exception and Jimmy agreed to take it, then the Heat knew, okay, we have a place to go. So there were just so many elements where the organization and the player could have worked in cahoots here, but the player really didn't want to, and the player kept submarining things without either caring or knowing that he was submarining things with his behavior. And so it really just came down to this, like, they, and this is the quote that was given to me by somebody in the front office, we both needed to see other people. that's kind of where they got to. It's pretty much as simple as that. Like, the relationship had run its course. Jimmy didn't want to be there anymore. This wasn't about the Heat trying to push him out. It was, he didn't want to be there anymore. And it manifested itself in a number of different ways. And finally, the Miami Heat were able to execute it. The one thing I will say that was kind of funny about this was a couple other teams tried to jump in late, thinking the Heat would just dump Jimmy, you know, for nothing, because or take bad contracts because they had to get rid of him, because they weren't crazy enough to try to bring Jimmy back to the roster. And the Heat kept saying, no, we are crazy enough. And they've proven that before. So their willingness, honestly, I don't think they get a deal done. And this is the thing that doesn't get mentioned enough. They don't get a deal done if they are not so tight and aligned as an organization. I like if the Dolphins tried to execute a deal like this, oh my effing God. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying everybody got what they wanted and it worked out for them. I'm not saying they didn't make mistakes. They acknowledge they make mistakes. But the fact that they stayed strong on this as a group, and you know what we're talking about. We're talking about Mickey and Nick and Andy and Zoe and Pat and Adam Simon and, you know, the core group there. Chat that they stayed aligned, and that's why it ended up working out.
So I know you don't have any time, but I here's the thing, and people keep going back to, well, the Heat mismanaged this. They trusted that Butler wouldn't Butler. They should have done this last year. And I'm like, yes, if they had done it last year, they would have gotten more because the word wasn't totally out on Butler. But Butler hasn't played a regular season wholeheartedly in a long time. And as recent as last year, you could already see the cracks. Like, how much more could they really have gotten? Because I don't know if I've been the Heat defender guy. I don't know. But to me, it's like he was going to be 38 or 39. Remember, he wanted 3 years. Like, they got him down to two. He was going to be 38 or 39, making $60 million wherever he went. And you could already see it coming down. Like, to me, he did whatever they could do with this. Like, we talked about this. Their best case was the guy wanted to play hard to get a contract.
Right.
Or this. Like, a year earlier, how much more could they really have gotten?
Well, they looked at it last summer. I mean, it's not like they didn't look at it. They explored it. They didn't aggressively shop him, but they explored it. And they're really in there. What they say was there was nothing out there. And for the reason you're saying, that he was not – wasn't coming off a great season. He didn't play a lot, and then he got hurt in the play-in and didn't play in the playoffs. So he didn't even see playoff Jimmy last year. So that's why they believe it's still a thing. But again, it was harder to market him. What they'll tell you is, if we should have sold high on him, it should have been after we got to the finals. But if they had done that, this town would have burned. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's easy to say, well, you sell Blair at his height. Yes, you know what? Denver should sell off on Jokic now because he's pretty good right now, and so they probably get a lot. And what do you think people in Denver?
Oh, Jesus!
Like,
look at Dallas.
Right, Dallas didn't sell high, unfortunately. Like, AD's already out 6 weeks. Like, I don't know what the heck Dallas did. Funny thing is, the Heat talked to Dallas a couple days before they made their own trade to fish around as a possible option. And Nico was looking for a backup big, and they got more than a backup big. I mean, look, these things are fluid. They happen quickly, and it's pretty convenient to say, well, the Heat should have done this and they should have done that. But the Heat, I probably should have recognized, is that Jimmy, they knew it was going to end poorly at some point. They were aware of that when they acquired him. It's going to end poorly in Golden State. Okay. It's just the nature of it. Their mistake was probably bending too many rules for him. And then he expected more as he went forward, but there was increasing. Their problem was there was, in their view, increasing separation between him and his teammates. And they felt that was as counterproductive as his lack of availability. And so I think honestly, this ended up with the best possible outcome for both sides. I just don't – it just was ugly as hell getting there. But the Heat needed to pivot and go younger. Just keeping Jimmy with his attitude and everything else until he was 38 years old would have been a mess. And honestly, Jimmy wasn't going to win anything here. I know that's not what he cares about primary, but let him go play with Steph. Let the three geezers see what they can do. Obviously, Steph can still play at a very high level. And let's see if they can get out of the play-in, because that's kind of where they're at, Golden State. And it's not like they're winning a championship. So Miami can pivot with Ware, with Jovic, with Hero, with Bam, this young group. And now, okay, they need a piece to run it.
Yeah.
They need a piece to run it, basically. And so watch the situation in Minnesota, my friends. That's where I'm looking next. If that thing collapses, it may not be in the next year, but there's already a relationship between Eric and Ant, and also A-Rod's up there, and he's losing an ownership battle, and he'll probably get in somebody's ear up there. And so Mickey's just got to give A-Rod the permanent floor seats and the way we are. So I think there are avenues here for them to upgrade this thing significantly, and I'm kind of excited to see what they look like tonight. They'll probably lose, but at least having three defenders in there, they're going to get back to Heat basketball a little bit.
All right,
I like Wiggins. I thought he was doing a good job there with Golden State. He was averaging 17, but it was like a very instrumental 17 that he was contributing during lapses where Steph Curry was 0 for 8 from the field in the first half and 0 for 5 on threes before he would come back and score 37 in the second half. Wiggins was a pretty metronomical presence there. So
he was.
I don't think it should be overlooked.
And well liked, Defoe, too, which he's very quiet.
Right things, you're right.
Yeah, he's a very quiet guy. He's not going to stir anything up. And, you know, honestly, and I see a comment from Andrew Peters here. Butler is like this hot stripper. I lived in San Diego when I was young. It was great while it lasted, but I knew it in Bailey. You know, after you have the toxic relationship, sometimes you just want peace.
Yeah. And you described it perfectly. We're both seeing other people, and it goes along the lines with the heat of thank you, fuck you.
Exactly. She's not, maybe it's not quite the excitement, but she cooks, she cleans.
You're happy. Peace.
You're content. Like Andrew Wiggins, I think you're content. Jimmy was the one passion. You didn't know. It was going to be the greatest night of your life, and she was going to run out in the middle of the street in front of a car.
It was about to get I suppose he's about to become an embarrassment. That's the
you're the best scoop. Yeah. Thanks, man.
All right, Scoop. Thanks so much. I know you got to run. Thanks for being with us. Always a pleasure. Scoop Skolnick, ladies and gentlemen.
You all are watching us, listening to us here. You know just how great the one and only Ethan Skolnick is. We truly enjoy it every time we get to talk to him. He is such a fountain of information as well. He knows his stuff and is entertaining, really clued into the Miami Heat has been covering them for years. And a lot of it's what I already sort of suspected. Look, if people don't realize the Heat tried to trade him last year. He wasn't playing a lot of games. He wanted an extension. They weren't going to give him the extension. They sort of could see where this was going to go. Look, yes, they didn't put him on the trade block. They didn't push like they push now. Could they have gotten a little more? Maybe. But this idea they were going to get a haul, the guys, by the end of this contract, wherever he was going to go, was going to be 38 or 39 years old. He's already playing less games. Yes. That game, his first game was the Warriors. He finished strong. He also had 10 points into the third quarter on 2 of 6 shooting. And that was one game versus a bad Bulls team. We'll see how many games he actually plays. We'll see how much he has. And we'll see what's left for the playoffs. What's funny about it all is the Heat will probably be a better seed and probably go farther than the Warriors. It wasn't about basketball. It wasn't about winning. It was about money. And I get he's near the end of his career. He wants to make money. Should have played his ass off here. I suspect he doesn't have it. I suspect he doesn't have it in him to play his ass off for a long period of time. And he realized that he was never going to get the money from the Heat because they were asking for him to do something he couldn't do. But he wanted the money. So if he just went out there and didn't play well, it was only going to tank his future more. So he tanked it, threw it, went prima donna, and someone gave him a shot. And he's going to get his money, and he'll play here, and he'll play there. But to be playoff Jimmy again, I just don't think he has it. The Heat had to move on. I think they got a nice trade. They get a guy in Wiggins that can start for them, that has title experience, championship title experience, and plays really good defense and can score. They get a couple other guys that can contribute, and they also give themselves room for the future. And the future, it really feels like it is Anthony Edwards. That's the goal. And there's a lot of room for him financially and a lot of talent on this roster to surround him with into the future, and young stars love South Florida. So we'll see what happens in the future. We will see where the Heat shake out. They're hovering in the 6-7 seed, but there's a lot of room for them to try and get up to the 4. And who knows, the buyout market could be very interesting. They've done well in the past in the buyout market. Maybe they'll do it again. We shall see as the season wraps up. Football's done. Basketball is here. College basketball is rolling on. We'll talk so much more about that. Check us out each and every morning on the South Florida Live YouTube and Facebook page. Check us out right here, the Devo Show that will be with our South Florida skewed content on the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
Hey folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs, unmatched. Steaks, hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers, Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers, Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.